Happy Mother's Day to all the P1s out there who celebrated your moms, or you are being celebrated or honored your mothers on yesterday. Hopefully you guys had a great time. I enjoyed hanging out with my mom. Went over to my parents' home about 12:30-ish or so. Mm-hmm. And even made them watch the hockey game. I watched the first two periods of the hockey game over there. They had no interest in watching that thing. But I made them turn on the television. It was really cool hanging out with the crew, man. My two sisters were over there. My sister's kids. So we had a jolly time over in Oak Cliff yesterday. And I discovered this. And I don't know if you guys have ever heard this before. But, of course, Travis, in this TikTok world, you are just watching reel after reel after reel. And while I'm not on TikTok, reels exist on every other social media platform. Mm-hmm. And it's the first time I've ever seen this. So I wanted to present it to you. So maybe next year, Travis, if you are looking for a gift for your wife for Mother's Day, you can have your kids or you can perform this. You guys can have your own Summer Bash or ticket stock and perform this tune that I heard for the first time yesterday. And the song is called Treat Your Mother Right. Anybody want to guess who the artist is? You're never going to guess, so I'll tell you. Mr. T had a Mother's Day song.
He does our intro song.
No, he doesn't. That's Juvenile.
No, you could have tricked me into believing that that was true. Is this recent or is this back?
No, it's so old. No way it's so old. Look at the video.
Okay,
it's...
so this is like A-Team Mr. T. B.A. Baracus and Clever Lang Mr. T.
Maybe even before the A-Team. Right, because he was, you know, whatever show it was where he's bouncer games and he's doing all that. That's the first time I remember seeing Mr. T. You guys want to check some of this out? Let's listen to Treat Your Mother Right by Mr. T.
So treat her right. Mother, I always love her. My mother. So treat her right, treat her right. M is for the moan and the miserable groan from the pain that she felt when I was gone. O is for the oven with its burning heat, where she stood making sure I had something to eat. T is for the time that she stayed up at night and took my temperature when I wasn't feeling right. H is for the hard-earned money she spent to keep clothes on my back and try to pay the rent. E is every wrinkle I put on her face and every worry that I caused when I stayed out late. The last letter R is that she taught me respect, and for the room up in heaven that I know she'll get. Mother, there is no other.
This is amazing.
Mother, so treat her right.
Treat her right.
Mother, I always love her.
Yeah.
My mother, so treat her right.
Treat her right. Treat her right. Dude, look at the background singers. No rhythm at all. Oh, my gosh.
And he's all so treat her right. Mr. Treat Teed right. out.
He's capitalizing, man.
What is that from?
I don't know. Yeah,
from Mr. T.
I have no clue. Because it looks like a really dumbed down version of Soul Train. Yeah. But it's not Soul Train when you see the video. But my gosh. I think I watched this probably 20 times yesterday. I was trying to, just when you break down the word mother and everything that went with it. Oh my gosh.
Okay, so apparently incredible. That song is featured in the motivational video called Be Somebody or Be Somebody's Fool that he released in 1984. It's a motivational video.
It was you have this part, who was written by?
No, I didn't see that.
Apparently written by Ice-T. The T's came together.
Mr. T and Ice-T collaborated in this gem of a song.
This is amazing.
Mother, there is no other. It feels like it didn't take too long to get this thing written and perfected. Oh my god!
It has a bunch of different segments about a variety of different things, including shyness and frustration, peer pressure, how to handle that, Mr. T shakes his head and New Edition sings a song disdaining peer pressure.
Oh, I need that. I'll put that in my playlist, the New Edition tune.
This is awesome.
But at the beginning of this video, you have a kid and an adult, and they're insulting each other. Let's see if we can, there was an ad at the very beginning. All right, here we go. Treat Your Mother Right is the title, and then the kid and the... Let's see how 80s these insults are.
12, you couldn't be more than 5.
You're so fat, they have to jack you up to take off your shoes.
Yeah, well, you're so skinny, your eyes are in single file.
Well, you're so ugly, your ears stick out to get away from your face.
Well, your mama is
Hold
so...
Hold it, wait a minute. Don't bring anyone mother into this. She ain't here. If it wasn't for your mother, you wouldn't be here. So remember, when you put down one mother, you put down mothers all over the world.
Here we go. Dude.
There may be. It sounds like there is unbelievable gold in this whole video.
Oh my gosh.
There's a segment where Mr. T encourages lazy children at a bus stop to work out using a boombox as a free weight and balance a bag of popcorn.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, we have to do this for hot dogs. We need to watch the whole collection.
Mr. T's tale. Mr. T tells his version of William Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet. And then he also apparently has a rap song. Not that. There's another song on this video called I Am Somebody where he raps the song and then offers guidelines for rap.
Okay, what's the name of this video?
It's called Be Somebody or Be Somebody's Fool. It's a 1984 motivational video by Mr. T.
This is awesome.
Oh, my God.
This is great.
Okay, we do have to watch this because that dude... The chains that he's sporting right there is enough to...
It's amazing.
To feed a third world nation if you sell those, if you hawk all those chains. It's ridiculous how many he has. This is remarkable.
I mean, Mr. T, if you're not of a certain age, you probably are like, what in the world? But Mr. T in the mid-80s, this dude... I mean, he played a character.
He was a superstar.
Right. And he was on the A-Team. Clubber Lang, I guess, was the first time anybody ever saw him.
Right.
I remember him hardcore from the A-Team. And then he did that show TNT that was more of like a kid show. I mean, he was, B.A. was, it stood for bad attitude. And he just was that guy, man. He was in WrestleManias and stuff like that. He had a bunch of toy figures made out of him. He was awesome, and like little kid me thought he was awesome.
He's very before my time because like I always just thought he was kind of a cartoon character. I didn't really realize that he actually was respected.
And then the haircut, hey, pull me back up, tip sheet, because I.
There is no other. So treat her right.
Man, this is awesome.
Mother, I always love her.
Summer chill.
So yeah. Treat her right. Treat her right.
You're Mr. T, we're your backup singers.
Music. We need to find some of the biggest costume jewelry to...
Oh, my goodness.
No, we do this. You're Mr. T.
Oh, my gosh.
Baldy will be back then. Tip sheet can come out.
I'm telling you. That was remarkable. I walked in my parents' home singing this, and my mom immediately told me to shut up. It's like, okay. Yeah. Yes, ma'am. It's your day. It's Mother's Day. So... if you celebrated Mother's Day like I did with Mr. T, maybe we'll put that link out so everyone can check out Treat Your Mother Right, and then you can put that out there. Again, yesterday I did force everyone in my parents' home to watch the Stars and the Jets game 3. Because I was like, all right, I'm going to hang out a bit. My sister was a bit late bringing the food over, so of course I'm not going to miss any of the action. So when I talked about it because we were watching basketball at first, watching a little OKC in Denver, and goodness, that first quarter was miserable to watch. My God. I think Denver scored like 8 points in the first quarter. So then we flipped it over to Jets and Stars, and it's the first time my mom had ever seen the national anthem, I guess, at a Stars game.
Really?
Because when they yelled Stars, yeah, she went, oh, that's cute. Okay. Clue was happening. And my dad didn't even want to stick around. Like, ah, you know what? I'm not watching hockey. And he went to the back and didn't even check it out. But
man,
when the Stars scored the first time, and of course I let out a yelp, he did come back in just to see what was going on because I guess of the sudden noise that I made. So it was really cool kind of watching hockey over there when they're not even
thinking about watching the hockey game over there. But
that's interesting to watch it with somebody that never ever watches hockey.
No clue.
And has no interest in it whatsoever.
They don't know what's going on. My mom was asking a couple of questions. I was like, if you're asking me questions about hockey, then we are definitely barking up the wrong tree. I don't know either. I'm just watching it just like you. But no, I had a good time. Had a good time watching the Stars win.